Thank you, everyone, for your patience. A short update. The body has a long way to go, and who knows how much of it's going to come back at all. That's the nature of MS, multiple sclerosis, and the nature of aging and things like that, too. So I have no expectations, I have no disappointments. Life is life, and we all have the things that we, go through and navigate. And hopefully, we can each of us really recognize the path that is ours and that we are walking, and use every single moment and event and circumstance for that, for path. And I find great joy in that. I find great solace in that, and something about peace, great peace in that. Excuse me. So it's so wonderful to be back, and again, thank you everyone for your patience, your prayers, your kind thoughts, and your support, which is felt. Completely felt all along the way and is felt. It's a great group field. So thank you very much for that. Namaste. We bow and we bow to one another and to one another's dedication. Dedication to serve others, dedication to be whole, and to simply be. Namaste. And we turn from our kind of bowing inwardly to one another in the inner circle, and we turn around and bow out to the world. Namaste. Maybe first to the people we know and those in our neighborhood close by. And then expand that sphere of influence and those who influence us. And keep expanding and keep expanding. Namaste. Namaste. And all our relations, human, animal, insect, which are animals, plant beings, standing people, all our relations. Namaste. And great gratitude. All the events and circumstances in our life All the happy ones, all the troublesome ones, and everything in between that is just by rote and kind of common. Everything is fuel for our illumination. Everything can be a spark. Everything can wonderfully open up our hearts and our minds. Everything. And I'll give you an example that I shared with those of us who are meditating together recently. It was the idea of linear vis-a-vis recuperation and restoration of physical capacity. And again, if you get really sick with something, you're gonna have a halfway decent day, and then you're gonna have a the next day is gonna be back to bed again, and another halfway decent day, and little by little, right? And we have these colloquialisms of like two steps forward, one step back, that kind of idea, because that implies there's a linear successive process that is guaranteed and entitled and should be there. Isn't that so? Right? We say that to ourselves. Isn't that so? Isn't that how it should be? And I must have spent at least 2 days really being with this thought form and concept of linearity and successive steps, one after another. And first, it was about body. And what is healing and what is restoration and all that. And then it led to other manner in which that thought form in my mind, and probably in many other people's, is pretty commonly embedded. Linear, successive, progressive. All of that. That entails incremental, that entails fast, that entails all kinds of adjunct considerations and concepts and things we tell ourselves and shoulds and coulds and woulds, and all of them come back to the sense of self, of course. That just wants it to be what it wants it to be. I commend. As I have been many, many times, commended, invited, encouraged. Everybody. Really look at some of these ideas and thoughts and beliefs that we have. We take so for granted. Don't even think about them. Just think about them. And do they bring you happiness? Are they even real? Do they have any merit whatsoever? And the ones that do have merit and that bring you happiness, real happiness, lasting happiness, truth, then build upon them. Put your money there, your time, your effort. All the rest of them, let go. Just let go. So we smile. And together we breathe long and slow and deep with the joy and the comfort of being together. Breathing in and breathing out. And as we breathe, let us feel our central channel. And one way to do that is by tip of the nose. Breath comes in, it goes along one central channel down to the lungs, but we're going to envision that central channel all along our middle. It's as dimensional as you want it to be. And it is empty and bright. And we know that because of breathing. Just breathe and we'll feel tangibly. It is empty and bright. And probably you'll feel dimensional. Tip of the nose. Breathe in, all the way in, all the way down, and breathe out naturally and normally. You're not looking for anything but experiencing. Just breathe, but breathe presently. The central channel is there. It's not something you have to create. Just like your windpipe is already there. Not something you have to create. And we will find ourselves feeling centered and at peace in our minds, just as we have so many mornings. And if we stay with this simplicity, not really thinking, just breathing, being present to breath, present to the centeredness of breathing, it's as if our
Awareness is all there is, and we are fully centered with no center and no periphery. As we breathe and our focus a possibility is that all our outgoing thought processes was at least some of them will come and instead like our bow to one another, turn inside, come inside. And that increases the stillness, the peace, the evenness in our mind. Even if it's not still, there'll be an evenness, an undulation. So we are breathing. Tip of the nose, down the windpipe. Breath has one path. It's always along the center. But we breathe in and fully down. Breathe out and up, naturally and normally. Just this. Just this simplicity. And then let the thoughts go. And be the breathing of awareness, compassion. And the peace of your mind will naturally emanate peace into the world, radiant and pure. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with the whole world. I'm grateful for this breath, since it comes from other beings, all the standing people, all the green beings. We pray for peace in the world, born of the peace within, that each and every human being finds it and lives from it increasingly, the peace within. Love you all. Pretty day.